tell us about the character of Count Almaviva.
You know, I think the most important thing about him is that he does come from privilege. You know, he's wealthy and, you know, he's of higher status. And one of the most important things about his character is that he is seeking out love from someone who's not going to just be interested in him for his money. You know, he's really looking for something real. So he's very young, you know, very youthful. I think he has a hard time figuring out how to do that, which is why it's good Figaro comes along and kind of helps him, you know, craft out a plan. But yeah, he's you know, from privilege, high status, but certainly somebody who understands that love doesn't just mean, you know, somebody I can afford to pay for dinner, you know.
What do you find challenging and what do you find rewarding about singing this role?
Oh, wow. Well, I think challenging is, I would say, the stamina. It's the older I get, the harder it is, I have to admit, because I do love to run around when I sing Rossini. I like to perform. And so one of the things that is hard about the Count is that he's literally on stage all the time. I mean, there's a chunk in Act One where he's not there. But that's also the reason why I enjoy it. There's so much performance happening. You know, the Figaro comes up with all these crazy ideas, and the Count just has to follow blindly, and it's ridiculous and funny. He's a soldier, a drunk soldier. He comes to the house looking for Rosina, and then he pretends that he's the music teacher and that he's substituting for Don Basilio and says he's sick. You know, there's a lot of very fun things to do. And I like to sing, but I think one of my favorite things is to perform. I like to make people smile and laugh, and Rossini's a great vehicle for that.
Is there a particular moment in the role that's most fun for you?
Yes, I think in this particular production, I would say the top of Act Two, and maybe I shouldn't say more than that so people come see the show.
Oh, tell us just a little bit.
The top of Act Two is really zany and fun, and I always really enjoy it. So let's go with that.
Well, thank you, Matthew, and good luck with the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it.